Many have traveled down this path. You're going through something right now that's surprising to you. But I can assure you, you are not alone in this path. Many have traveled down it. Now it's your turn. Joshua says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." Look, I'm not trying to minimize or trivialize anything you're going through. I'm trying to start by affirming to you that it's a daily choice every human on this planet faces. But there are some tools, dare I say weapons, that you are missing to help make this choice. And that's where your struggle is coming from. Basically, you need to know how to fight. But first, I want to start and see if we're talking about the same thing. So see if this sounds familiar. Someone taught you that God exists, that Jesus Christ, his son, died for your sins, was raised from the dead to give you forgiveness of your sins so you can spend eternity in heaven. Like a good kid, you believe this. You see others around you doing the same thing. The church is full. It makes sense. It must be true. They seem to believe it. They seem happy. Okay, this is good. Somewhere along the way, you hit puberty. Somewhere in there, you begin to see people at school or other places. They don't act this way. They seem happy. They seem to be having a fun life, or life seems to be rocking along pretty well without Jesus. Maybe even you have a teacher that's telling you Jesus is a lie. Something in you wonders if there's another way. The things you've been doing all along aren't working for you anymore. Hear me say, that is good. You have reached a point in your maturity where you're beginning to wake up. You're beginning to ask questions. That is good. God is not looking for people that swallow blindly what they've been taught. He's looking for people to be in relationship with, people to share his secrets with, people who want to be in love and even have some fun along the way. But that's a whole other story. I promise you, God can stand up to the questions that you have. God and your faith in Jesus Christ can withstand the struggles that you're going through. But I don't want you to get lost in your anger and your confusion about what's happening right now. Don't give up. Even if you wander off for a while, come back when you're ready to listen, to learn, and to yield. You've always believed in Jesus as your Savior, but now it's time to make him your Lord. Not your Lord as a child where you have no choice and no discretion in the way things happen to you, but Lord, which means boss, of your life as an adult. All right, now we're going to wait. We're going to put that on pause. And here's another scenario. I want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. It's pretty certain at this point in your life, you're beginning to have some feelings and some impulses that you don't like. You can't control, and despite your efforts and your prayers, you can't get rid of. Maybe you're tired of trying. Maybe you've already given up. That's what I want to talk to you about. I know how to fix that. There are some biblical principles at work here, right now, in your life that you may or may not be aware of. I want to talk to you about the battle that you're in. You're in a battle. You're in a war. I don't think you've realized that before, but I think it's hit you full in the face right now that you have an enemy that wants to destroy you simply because you're made in God's image. That's where we're going to go. That's what we're going to talk about. So if you'll hang with me, I'm going to take you through a series of talks. You can listen to them in the car on the way to school. You can listen to them when you're stuck in traffic. Listen to them laying in bed at night when you can't sleep. Just listen. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to dialogue with your parents about what you're going through. But if I can do anything to save you from the years of agony and questions that I've been through, then it's worth it. I hope you're excited. I hope you see that there aren't other people that are going through the same thing that you're going through, that your questions aren't bad, that it doesn't mean that your faith is over because you're beginning to ask questions and you're beginning to doubt. Hang in there, and let's have a little fun along the way.